Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. And boy, oh boy, coming to from my actual living room this time, Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, that's what happens when you get snowmageddon and you get snowed in. I'm doing good and here. You know, I had to pull the shades down because the sun was too bright. But
well, I think we've got about 10 inches and it's snowing. I don't think we're going to get much more. But here's the crazy part is I'm on this seriously limited internet. I'm in rural America, so I have 15 down and 3 up. So this is a testament for those of you that are podcasting that are bandwidth challenged. It can be done. It may not sound perfect because our audio quality is probably going to suffer a little. But today I'm on a... I'm using one of the Shure MV7 microphones, USB microphones. So that gives anybody an idea here on how it sounds. Bandwidth limited, so that may be part of the challenge.
Yeah, that's more or less the same capsule and everything you use normally in the studio, but we're not processing it as much through USB as you are in your studio.
That's true. As a matter of fact, there's no processing. It's just plugged into the computer. So that's life. But hey, I know, I'm sure many of you've got snow. It's a 2,000 mile swath of folks that had snow. Boston had snow last week. So I think it's all relative. Winter is still here. But we got some news for you. We got a best practice. We've got blueberry news. We got a pro tip. No interview this week and a question of the week. So let's really start off with news. But looks like someone put the screw on Joe and made him apologize.
Well, it wasn't really an apology. I mean, it kind of was, but it kind of wasn't. If you listen to it, it's about a 9-minute video on, I believe, Instagram. But if you listen to it, it's not exactly an apology, but, he did acquiesce a little bit as far as, yeah, I really do like, you guys putting the warning on whenever, and all that stuff. But, basically he just says, I just want to talk to people, and differing opinions, it doesn't hurt anything to listen to them, right. and that's the crux of free speech. In my opinion, but you'll have to watch the video. I have the link to the article with the video in it, and you guys make up your own mind. But
he's really not a podcast anymore. He's a radio program on Spotify, so sure. This is Spotify's thing to deal with. And I find it interesting, though. I am not going to allow my content and my production and my livelihood and everything that I have for my audience to be impacted by someone else's show, where the science versus host have gone on hiatus over the Joe Rogan policy. And I'm just like,
yeah, that's a Gimlet show, and Gimlet's owned by Spotify, so technically they're Spotify employees. I don't know how that works.
I don't either. I'm sure if they're allowed to go on strike, then they can. But, I'm just at this point, really? And I understand some people are really, really, they're quite passionate about this. So,
this is just my opinion. I guess it's for what it's worth. But people are, I can listen to anybody's opinion and not be offended. I might not agree with them, but I'm not, just being offended is not enough to shut somebody up.
Well, I think what it is people are not necessarily offended by his opinion. I think they're concerned about misinformation or what they deem misinformation. Right. So,
and that's the thing.
I think this will continue to blow in the wind for a while here. But interesting that the host is basically going on hiatus over the policy. But people draw a line in the sand, and that's what this country is about. You can protest and
sure.
and take your business elsewhere. So it is what it is.
Yeah. No, the next one's kind of funny. XM Sirius or Sirius XM. decided that since Neil Young pulled his stuff off of Spotify, which started this whole thing with Rogan, they launched a Neil Young channel on their satellite service. I just thought that was fun because, you know, why not take advantage of the name, right? You know, who's talked about Neil Young and how many years, you know, and now all of a sudden he's front and center. So I have a feeling a lot of the other artists that are jumping on the bandwagon are kind of trying to do the same thing, like Joni Mitchell. And I don't know, I think, there was quite a few of them listed there that were thinking about doing the same thing.
Now, let me also be clear. Mike and I have opinions on things, and you know, you may agree or disagree with the. But Blueberry, as a company, has a very clear terms of service on content. We don't practice looking at content. We're not publishers, except for that we publish this show. But we don't own any of the content. We don't have no control over it. So we don't go through and look at specific content until we get an email or a DMCA or something to that effect that's basically saying, hey, someone is doing this. And really, I can count on one hand the number of shows that we've removed from Blueberry over the years. And typically, those shows needed to be removed. They had hate speech in them. They were discriminatory in nature. You know, so we have a very, very clear policy at Blueberry in our terms of service. Right. I'm not going to quote it here on the show. You can go back and read it yourself if you're using account here. You can see what we allow and don't allow. We are the vehicle to get people's content online and making people have the ability to say what they want to say. But again, we understand, don't get us wrong, that free speech has its consequences. If someone says something that, you know, is controversial, you have to be ready to defend that and the public ensuing PR that goes with it. So,
definitely, you know, there is consequences. Like there's definitely consequences. If you you say the wrong thing about somebody, they can sue you. If you say the wrong thing about a company, they can sue you. You know, there's, you know, if you're inciting violence, you could get, you can get in trouble with the law. I mean, there's consequences, you know? Mm-hmm.
So I think that what we really try to embody here at Blueberry Podcasting is really we're big purveyors of free speech. And we set a pretty high bar for content that, well, you know, again, on one hand, we've had to ask some customers to leave, but it was a really, really significant. There was a reason, you know, and it wasn't content that I would be listening to for sure. But,
but we have plenty of content on, you know, all sides of all issues on our system. Sure. And, you know, Todd and I don't go handpicking through and finding stuff we disagree with and throwing it off the system. We don't. It's not what we do.
Actually, we're not allowed to. And that's how we maintain our Section 230 protection, is not going in and finding content and removing it from the platform as a company. Now, again, we respond to takedown notices or DMCAs and that type of thing. But, you know, we don't actively go looking for stuff. But anyway, this stuff will resolve itself. Over
it'll be
time.
Interesting. I'm kind of hoping that it'll end up putting Joe back in the podcasting world, but we'll see.
And you know, 100 million seems to be the number right now because Amazon paid $100 million for My Favorite Murder. That's the reported price for some sort of exclusivity with them.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that they're still going to be distributed as a regular podcast, but. Huh. Amazon's going to get a week of exclusivity. So when they put out a new episode, you can only listen to it on Amazon Music for a week. Then it goes everywhere else.
For evergreen content, a week is nothing.
Right.
So what a deal. Congratulations. So
they paid $100 million bucks for a week.
A week.
And that's not just that show. It's a couple other shows that company that they made the deal with produces, but that My Favorite Murders, they're obviously biggest show, and that's why they did it.
Right. So, well, interesting. Serial Serial released a new season this week. It's called Set in Birmingham.
Well, no, the show is called called Trojan Horse, which was some big deal that happened in Birmingham. It was set in Birmingham as because this show is from the Birmingham, or this article is from the Birmingham Journal in the UK. So it's not Birmingham, UK, or Birmingham, Alabama. It's Birmingham, UK. And apparently there was a controversy called the Trojan Horse controversy. So we'll have to listen to it. But it's by the same guy that did S-Town. Do you remember that one?
Yep.
And, you know, of course, Serial now is owned by New York Times. I don't know if you knew that, but they're all combining to do this this show called Trojan Horse, I believe.
So let's move on to our best practice. You know, this this week I posted on Facebook. We won't go into the details of what triggered this, but went in on Facebook and basically made a pretty public statement about podcast consultants in that you need to be careful. Be careful who you hire as a podcast consultant. They, you know, a lot of podcast consultants are today a name only. Many don't even know what an RSS feed is. They've never migrated a show. They don't understand the limitations of what trying to migrate from one platform to another is based upon the originating platform's RSS feeds and what is and what isn't in them. There's just this whole myriad of things that a podcast consultant should know besides, hey, I'm going to help you produce your show and get you on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That is a producer. That isn't a consultant. A consultant is someone.
The consultant should be more technical because there are lots of technical things that, you know, if your consultant is reliant on the tech support of whatever hosting company, I think you need a new consultant. I mean, it's I cringe. I get a phone call, you know, and a Blueberry support, and I hear my client, blah blah blah. As soon as I hear the word my client, I brace for impact because the next sentence is going to be something just. Like, why are you consulting? You know?
Right. Why are you calling me? So we're consulting with the consultant.
Yes.
And it is challenging. So I would just say use caution. Ask for references. Find out who they've worked with. Ask them if they've moved a show. You know, ask, keyword is ask questions. And if they say, oh, that's not my wheelhouse, I don't know how to do that, at least you'll know in advance. And at the same time, if you are ever moving hosts, let's say you're moving from podcast provider A to Blueberry, you have a consultant, you need to make sure that you, the podcaster, are carbon copied in every piece of correspondence that goes on between the offgoing and oncoming host. It's because sometimes it turns into an extinction event, literally an audio extinction event, because the consultant hasn't done something. And migrating is not, this is not rocket science.
No.
But there are a few hosts out there that make it very, very hard to leave. And there is things that you have to do, some things you may manually have to do to get moved, because I'd say 90% of them make it easy, but there's a few that make it very, very hard. And it drives us crazy on our side too, because we have to write all kinds of crazy code to overcome, you know, what they have done to try to lock people in, or how they've engineered things, not knowing how the podcasting space works. So the key is here, you know, pay attention and ask questions before you give someone your hard-earned money.
Right. And one of the other things is, if you say you're already podcasting and you're hiring some help, and this came up a couple times this week as well, is, well, my consultant wants me to move to platform X. Well, make sure that you really want to do that. You know, if you are a podcaster and you know how it all works, you just want to offload some of the work. That's one thing. But if they're going to go to another platform that you don't understand, then you're losing that much more possible control. Meaning, you know, if your consultant doesn't work out, now you're on this other hosting platform that you don't know.
And the question is, why are they moving you over there? Do they have a financial reason to move them? Are they getting a kickback? Do they have some sort of a deal? Oftentimes we see that is the actual reason, yeah, is that there's some sort of cozy relationship a consultant has with another group that he earns money from your show being moved. I'm not saying that's the case every time, but here's what I really, if I was ever to become a consultant, I can publish podcasts on any platform. Sure, I know Blueberry. Sure, I'd love to have you on Blueberry. But if you're on, you know, podcast host du jour, and I'm the consultant, if things aren't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
An RSS feed, you know, unless there's some compelling reason to move.
Yeah. Because I find a lot of people, you know, they just want to move everybody to the same platforms because that's the one they know. And that's fine, but a good consultant will learn the rest of the platforms. And, you know, I don't know. It's just it's a thing, you know, it's come up a couple of times this week. I'm like, well, why are you moving? Well, because my consultant wants me to do X, you know. But, all right, whatever. That happens sometimes for advertising purposes too. And, you know, so
right,
just, you know, be careful. Is it really worth all the hassle?
Yeah. And then you end up with 52 cents in your check. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That and just a little soapbox, make sure if you hire a consultant, make sure that they're not hard to deal with. Because one that I was dealing with this week, she's very hard to deal with. And, you know, I'm doing my best, but, you know, you can only do so much when you're called names and being rude to, you know.
The way I look at this is, Mike, how long have you been helping podcasters?
Oh, geez, I don't know, 15 years, 10.
So you've seen everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Multiple times, time and time again. Dave has been now what? How many years?
Three or four, yeah.
Yeah. And then Sean, he's a long time. Yeah. He's what, 10 years or so, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this team of ours has seen everything. And, you know, when you say you're wrong to us, that's a pretty big statement to say you're wrong.
What I understand is they've been told X by somebody that doesn't know what's going on. And then they, you know, you tell them something they don't want to hear. They argue about it. And it's like, well, first off, why are you calling us if you already know that that's wrong?
Right.
You know, and then, you know, it's just, like I said, I don't want to be complaining, but, you know, it is very rare that we get people like that. That's what's been nice. Most people are pretty reasonable and all that. But every once in a while, man, does that throw a wrench in your day.
But be careful who you hire. That's
definitely.
Do some vetting. On to more happy news.
Yeah.
Blueberry News is out there. We've got a blog post. Build your audience with great interviews. This is part one. And also part two are up. It's a two-part series that are available. And I think you'll enjoy both of those blog posts. So those are linked up in the show notes. So or on podcastinsider.com.
Yeah, that's by Kim Cratchy. So
if you haven't noticed, blueberry.com basically resolves to blueberry.com/insider. So our podcast insider, one of the two, but just podcastinsider.com is the easy way to get there. Well, we are in the final stages. We're waiting for our dev team to finish. We think it's going to happen Monday where we're going to have our final fixes in to allow our beta testers, who we have selected, and we will email probably Tuesday morning and cutting them loose on our new stats UI UX. I'm excited for them to get in there.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, we've been painstakingly going through certain things just to make sure we got it just so. and our you know, our dev team's working real hard to do what we want them to do, and so should be a good beta test, and hopefully we've worked out enough of the details where a couple weeks later, boom, it'll be to everybody.
Yeah, my goal is to have a short beta, 7 days.
Oh,
so
wow.
That, yeah, knock on wood here, we hope to cut this loose in about 2 weeks from Tuesday, so or a week from Tuesday.
Around the 15th, I guess. Yeah,
around the 15th. So we'll see. We'll see if we get there. It's one of those things, if we find a bunch of stuff, we won't let it loose, but we've got a lot coming here in the next month. So I think some exciting stuff is forthcoming. So we do have a Blueberry Pro tip. Is you got that ready to rock and roll?
I do.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman. Over 20 years ago, my student friends and I would pass time in London by going to Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park, a place where people from all walks of life would, and still do, stand up and speak, attempting to attract attention, often with extreme views. Occasionally, a fight would break out and police were called. But as students with limited funds, we went to Speaker's Corner for entertainment, not to have our worldview changed. Now, I've come to learn that strongly held opinions are rarely changed by people who stand on soapboxes shouting. Because speaking is just the half of it. To change views requires conversation and the cycle of speaking, listening, speaking, and listening. That's the very definition of real conversation. And no medium is better than that, than podcasts. So if you want to change people's opinions or beliefs and get your point across, use your podcast to start conversations. And if you think your podcast is controversial, it might be worth letting people know upfront what they're in for. That way, you repel those who aren't ready to hear what you have to say, and you attract those that are. As you know, bad sound will likely repel any kind of listener. So if you're looking to create a show that speaks to the ears of your people with undiluted power, you should consider pro podcast production. To find out if that's right for you, come and say hi to us over at blueberrypro.com.
I don't know about you, Mike, but that came through kind of weird. I hope it made the master recording.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fine. What he was talking about was kind of what we were talking about, was, you know, like, you know, with Rogan, Spotify adding a little thing at the beginning of his episodes, you know, warning people that it might not be whatever. And, you know, so that's kind of what Toby was talking about. But very good.
You know, I would do soapbox time with Todd on my show, and I would, really kind of get into it on a particular topic if something was really irking me. But I did warn people before I got into the topic. I'm saying, listen, I'm going to get my soapbox here and not necessarily preach for a while, but basically have a dialogue. And those turned out to be very well received and got a lot of comments on the show. So having a strong opinion on something won't hurt you in most instances. But again, kind of give people a warning before it's coming.
Right. So anyway, next thing on the list here is we have a question of the week. This one's kind of a redundant one. We get this a lot. But you know, when you're looking at the stats, you see downloads. And a person asks, why are my stats reporting just downloads? What about people hitting play on my page? Are those counted as well? And yeah, to the server, a play, you know, while it's, you know, like if you go to our website, podcastinsider.com, you hit that play button, that file's starting to download as it's playing to you. And to the server, it really doesn't look that different. Now, with our advanced stats, you'll get to see when somebody hits stop on that and whatever. But for the most part, that download looks exactly the same to the server as any other download to an app or to another computer or whatever. So downloads is the basic unit of podcast statistics still in most cases.
Well, and about a week from now, we might not see this question as much because we're changing our display metric in our new stats. And I guess I'll leave it at that until we launch it. So the question you're going to get next, Mike, is why is it show plays? What about downloads? So it'll be the same question, but in reverse.
Yeah, the nomenclature may be changing soon. but for the most part, you know, it's the same stat. You know, the basic unit of podcast stats is a download. Whether it's a progressive download or a complete download or whatever.
It's all the same in the end. So the main thing to remember is they're listening, and that's the key.
Yep, that is it.
So do you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show? Drop an email to Mike at blueberry.com, blueberry without the E's, audio, text, or video. We may use it. Of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product or service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And we run into this a lot this week. People put stuff on Facebook and so forth. But blueberry.com/support is the best way to get through. If you haven't heard from us for a few days, then you can definitely kick us. But blueberry.com/support. Of course, we've been coming to you this week from my house in Southern Michigan, Mike Dell's World Studio in Traverse City, Michigan. And today, the show is actually going to be produced by Mike. Our Blueberry Pro team is out. But if you want to schedule a one-on-one with me, hosting customers only, email me, todd@blueberry.com, and I'll provide you the link to set up a time. You can schedule a tech checkup with Mike, hosting customers only. Again, email mike@blueberry.com. You can always send us your podcast sticker and soft address stamp envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry Care package. And that address is on our website at podcastinsider.com in the show notes.
Oh, I think that about covers it.
It does. And I think the bandwidth held out. So that's a good thing. But
reminder again that our pro team's out, and plus we're in a different situation as far as recording. So the audio quality will not be as wonderful as it usually is.
But it should be pretty close.
Oh, yeah. It's decent.
Limited bandwidth here can result in some, you know, miss stuff from time to time. But hopefully there wasn't too much of that. So, all right, Mike, going to wrap it up. We'll get out of here. Thanks, everybody.
Right. Well, hopefully next week you can make it to the studio.
Yeah. Going to try this afternoon. All right, everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on Podcast Insider.